Good morning, it is 844, 97.9 The Hill, and it is time for another edition of This Is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. And today, my special guest, and I promise it's going to be a good conversation, I'm really interested in it, Stephanie Pryor is Executive Director of the Orange County Historical Museum in Hillsborough, with over 2,000 artifacts, vast photographs, and documents. Stephanie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, one thing that I just found out about you, which absolutely fascinates me, that you were an archaeologist in the Middle East, the Israeli-Jordanian border, which really must have been an interesting job.
It was. It was very interesting. I excavated there when I was a graduate student at... Where was I? Well, I was at Tufts first, and then at the University of Missouri-Columbia.
Wow.
So I worked along the border at a site called Yotvata.
Wow. How long were you there?
I believe I was there. I excavated for one season, and then the other seasons I worked in the lab and helped with pottery reconstruction.
Mm-hmm. That is site. Mm-hmm. Really fascinating stuff.
And before that, I worked at Pompeii, which was fun.
Really?
I did. For wow. 2 seasons, yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, what a background. And now here you are in Orange County.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about the museum. We could carry on our conversation forever about all that other stuff. But at the Orange County Historical Museum in Hillsborough, you've had a lot of restoration activity there. Give us an update on what's happening.
So we finally finished. We had our opening night reception on January 18th. We had over 150 people. They were not all in there at the same time.
Thank goodness for that.
Exactly. I don't think they would have fit. or they're not supposed to fit in their own ones. Thanks to significant funding increase from the Hillsborough Tourism Board, we were able to paint the entire interior of the first floor, as well as create all new panels for the permanent collection exhibit. So now we have a continuous storyline that tells the story of Orange County from prehistory through the 20th century.
Well, certainly Orange County is rich in history, and we'll get into that in just a second here, but tell us about the building itself. That's been in the news a lot lately, some controversy. Is it a Hillsborough building on loan to you? And my question is, well, after you tell us about the building, what's the future look like for that building?
So the building is owned by the town of Hillsborough, and we're thankful to have a home. without the building, we wouldn't have a home, so we're thankful for that. It's not ideal because of its age for holding the collection itself. So that's part of the issue regarding the building. Otherwise, the building, you know, is a historic building in the town of Hillsborough.
So is the future so bright you got to wear shades, or, you know, might you be moving at some point?
We would love to move. We would love to have options, of course.
Now, here's where the controversy comes in. A few years ago, and I think a lot of people certainly know about this, the museum asked the town to remove the original name of the building, which was the Confederate Library. Looking back on it, I know you got a lot of positive feedback about that, and you got from some people some negative feedback. Looking back on it, do you think that you would do exactly the same thing again?
Well, I cannot, I can't really say what I might have done in that situation, or presume to guess what I might have done. I wasn't the one who did that, but I will say that if the underlying question is, do I agree with whether it was right to do?
I guess I would be.
I will say yes, I do agree that it was right. Yeah. And I think that it was courageous of the past director to do that, and I know that it wasn't an easy decision.
And of course, there's a lot of talk about Confederate monuments and all that sort of thing these days, and even in the news this morning, I mean, we all know what's happened with Silent Sam and the monument in Durham and all that kind of thing. And even in the news this morning, the city of Winston-Salem officials have made the decision to go ahead and take down that monument, and they say it's going to show up again in a cemetery somewhere, but they're not waiting to go through the courts and all that stuff. So
So I think there was a lot of forethought on the past director's, you know, from her perspective. And, you know, the goal of any museum is to be, be inviting to everyone. So I think in that sense it was the right decision.
What might people be surprised to learn about Orange County's history? There's so much of it.
There is so much. I think one of the things that I was surprised to learn was really how important Orange County is for the development, not only of North Carolina's history, but also just American history in general.
Mm-hmm.
It was such an important site in the colonial period. It was, for a short time, the capital of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Until 1788, when it was moved to Raleigh. You know, a signer of the Declaration of Independence lived in Hillsborough. William Hooper. There's lots of really interesting tidbits of history in Orange County. And if you want to learn more, you'll have to come to our Dead of Winter tour, which is February 22nd and 23rd.
If someone has never talking to you is a lot like talking to Scott Washington, by the way.
Oh.
I'm sure you know Scott.
I do.
If somebody has never been to the Orange County Historical Museum, what are the main exhibit areas? What can they expect to see?
So the permanent collection gallery is complete. That has sections on prehistoric Orange County, on Okanichi Village, including a new documentary that we worked with the Okanichi tribe, as well as artifacts that are on loan from UNC from the excavations. There's a colonial section, 19th century sections that explore the Civil War and the Reconstruction from a 21st century perspective.
Even though it's a relatively small building, I think could spend all day there.
Yeah, and we have sections on, you know, up to the 20th century, African American businesses, mills, hog days features in there, which is fun. And then we have temporary exhibits right now on women of Orange County,
mm-hmm.
weights and measures, and then memories and war stereographs of World War One.
Maybe with that hog day exhibit, you could start serving barbecue sandwiches.
Oh my gosh, yes, then people would for sure come, right? That would be a good way to get them.
Tell us about some of your events that are coming up soon and walking tours and all that mm-hmm. kind of thing, because I know you do that too.
Yes, so we have a fabulous walking tour that's coming up, the Dead of Winter. We're lucky to have that. Ernest Dollar, who is the director of the City of Raleigh Museum, is leading that.
Great guy, yeah.
Great, yeah. So it's going to be February 22nd and 23rd. It's targeted to people 21 and up. There'll be a complimentary alcoholic beverage before the event.
Ooh.
Courtesy of Botanist and Barrel.
Oh, great.
Yeah. The tickets are $25. You can buy them online on our website, which is www.orangencyhistory.org.
I was going to ask you the question about the website.
So they're $25 unless you're a member, and then they're discounted to $15 mm-hmm. for the first 25.
Okay, one more question here, mm-hmm. and I certainly appreciate your being here today. If there's one thought, one okay. capsulized thought that you would like to leave our listeners with, what would that be?
I think, you know, come and visit us. It's definitely a different museum. There are spaces for children. There are spaces for families. You can come in and sit and read. And we're open, and we invite you to come.
Wow. And everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
All right. Well, hey, thanks very much for coming in to talk about Orange County's rich history. And I think a visit to the museum is definitely in order.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us on This is Tourism Today. My conversation with Stephanie Pryor, Executive Director of the Orange County Historical Museum in Hillsborough. Archaeologist and pottery sculptor and all kinds of stuff she can do. And catch you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau here on 97.9 The Hill.